You know, so, somebody was asking me, why is it that the godly people of creation take such enjoyment out of killing the Bushite enemies? And I'll tell you what it is. They dump thousands of tons of radioactive toxic waste on God's great earth while lying to our face, telling us they can eat it by the poundful. Of course, they die as slaves to the demon Antichrist, soulless individuals they are. Their lives aren't worth shit as it is. But to destroy a Bushite is to save the life of the innocent. They target with malicious intent. Like, that's not an accident that Sattler murdered over 200,000 innocent souls in Fallujah. Every single soldier who serves under Sattler who had a gun and didn't shoot him, any real human being would take great pleasure in killing. Because Sattler told them, we're going in there after Zakari, but they didn't go after Zakari. They dropped 2,000-pound bombs. It's like, the destructive radius exceeds that of half a kilometer. They dropped 9 of these in a city that's only 3.5 kilometers by 4. They wouldn't let anybody out of the city. But anyway, if you were a man, you'd kill Sattler. Any real person would. Doesn't matter where. You know, an American man would kill Sattler, guaranteed. Now, how many American men are there in America? I know there's not very many. Bush is stealing all your fucking pension money, or his partners are anyway, with Enron. You look at that. You can't even get a single American man out of the entire country to phone Art Bell and have Art Bell hang up on them. You know, there's no effort being made to even protect their Social Security. It's insurance. It's to protect your grandmother. If a hard time should come, she won't be left destitute alone on the street as a homeless beggar because you fucking gave your soul for Bush in Iraq to kill a bunch of innocent people to steal for the neocon God-haters. Any American soldier in Iraq who tells you they're there as a liberating force, any real American would take pleasure in killing. You know, Bush has deemed all Iraqi assets his personal private property. He's above the laws of creation, above God. He says he can't be held accountable to God. 13.303. You know, you can't demand that he give back the stolen property that's not his to take. You know, the Social Security, like this thing about Americans not being man enough. You know, Art Bell, he'll sacrifice your children, sure. He's not going to let anybody in America talk about the Iraq War, Afghanistan, 9/11. Fuck you, he says to you, while he smiles with his great radio voice. You know, yeah, but don't say so mean things about Art Bell. He fucking will kill your fucking children. Look at all these people who have died, and he won't let anybody on to air any concern. No, no, no. Bush would never do those terrible things we fucking witness him do in front of ourselves as naked fucking evil personified. But Social Security, right? Okay. Social Security. It's going to cost you, as an American, your fair portion of $3 trillion for Bush to move it into the corrupted stock market, where, of course, it will naturally get thieved from you. No question about it, right? Nothing's fixed. The Enron cash is still stolen, and the guys who took that cash, they're not arrested. They're probably living it up the high life in the Cayman Islands with your grandmother's pension. Who cares, the American would say. Who fucking cares, right? But not only is it going to cost you $3 trillion as an American to implement Bush's scam, but if the funds are at a loss at all, it's because they've been taking cash out of those accounts since Clinton. You know, and they're replacing them with what they call T-bills. So you got to pay even again and again and again. And then on top of that, how has the account been managed? Do you think that this would be a high priority issue if our corporate news interests are covering this issue impartially on behalf of yourself? No, 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 no. You can't go there either, American. Why? Well, because you're only getting 2% on the account as it is. You have billions and billions of dollars in an account you only receive 2% interest on. You know, where do you think all that other cash is going? Whose interest is that again? Whose interest are those accounts being managed for? See? But the thing is, If you're not serving for the people's interests from the get-go, why don't you just fix that? Get a better interest return on your deposit. But none of those issues are any of the news agencies are gonna inform you about. Do you think it's because they don't know? No, they want to beat you down, like Art Bell. You know, he'd rather see you murdered as an American soldier than admit he's got a tremendous amount to learn about how this world functions. I think it's important for all the people of the world to recognize the American mind is not present as someone who appreciates or loves this world in which we share. Their hatred for God is unparalleled. You know, they have no concern for their neighbor's children who have sacrificed their lives in a needless war that only serves the interests of the neocon God-haters. There's nothing that can be done better now that they've bombed the country than it could have been done prior to a single child being murdered. What is it? See, there's nothing there. Nothing there. There's no cause. You know, if progress is ever going to be made in Iraq, it will have to come to the point where they step back and go, oh, as a group of people politically represented through a governmental body, we can see there's no reason to just indiscriminately bomb people and kill a bunch of folks to thieve from. You say you want to bring freedom and democracy. Well, why are you killing innocent people? You know, I'm looking for a real Marine who owns a gun who will fucking hunt down Bush and kill it. And when you kill Bush or kill Rumsfeld and kill Condoleezza Rice, you put your gun down on the ground. You say, these fuckers, these Nazi fucking enemies of creation, committed 9/11 with their partner General Akhmad and figured they'd be able to get away with it because our corporate news agenda holds no interest in protecting ourselves, our profits, as a community, as a country, as a world. You know, as I've said in my writing and previous recordings, I've talked to just about every single employee at CBC in Toronto, almost every single one of them. All of them know about this General Akhmad, the FBI's report. All of them know about depleted uranium. They all know this, and look at what they do to our communities. They send your children out to die for the neocon God-haters. They tell us, when they do have the news spots of what's going on in Iraq, they'll say that they're a liberating force and they're fighting the insurgents. They're thieves. They're torturing innocent people to death as satanic, sadomasochistic terrorists, disciples of the Antichrist, who Bush deems them as the unaccountable. You can't fucking raise a gun and shoot them dead yourself because you're too weak to be a real man. You're too weak to stand up on the principles of the American flag and what the Constitution truly means. You know, but that's it. We don't have. Americans aren't afforded the luxury of learning about a rule of law. Like, why do you have laws? You know, do you want your life denied yourself? Do you want to be a victim? You know, and that's the thing. That's the nature of evil. They go, oh, no, I'm going to avoid that entirely. I don't give a fuck about my neighbor's children being sacrificed or my neighbor's grandmother having her pension ripped off. And I don't fucking care about anybody else but my own pathetic self. And that's what America is, man. You know, and you're exaggerating, John. No, look, this General Akhmad, you know, what is it to be of God? Try to get them to do the right thing. Look, depleted uranium is radioactive. Let's look up the information for ourselves. Let's do some information gathering. Let's provide some information to the churchgoers so they know what's going on here. The FBI alleged Bush's business partner funded 9/11's mastermind ringleader. You guys, if you believe in God and Christ, you're going to get yourselves involved in this situation because it truly means whether humanity is going to survive. Are you committed to fighting for God or for humanity or for yourself? Like, look, I'm not trying to be like Deepak Chopra or anything here. I'm just saying. You know, Bush and the neocon God-haters, what do they want to do? They bomb countries. They have no skills in economics. Bush doesn't know nothing about economics. Listen,